Planning for the unique public-private science building began 3 years ago, but Governor Jim Doyle says long before that were the favorable conditions in Wisconsin that made it all possible.
It came out of a long tradition on this campus of interdisciplinary research, a tradition of major scientific breakthroughs, a long tradition of selfless philanthropy.
Private donors John and Tasha Morgridge helped pay for the $150 million building on campus. Both spoke at the well-attended event.
This is a grand opening, the opening of a grand and glorious gift to science and to all of us.
The keynote speaker was the editor-in-chief of the journal Science, Bruce Alberts. He issued both a warning and a challenge regarding the state of science in the United States.
We have to get our act together here if we're going to continue to be a world leader. We have to be the innovator and think carefully about how we create environments like this one to enable us to be leaders in science and technology.
The Institutes for Discovery houses twin research facilities. Jamie Thompson will direct regenerative biology at the private Morgridge Institute for Research. He was the first to isolate and grow human embryonic stem cells in 1998. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.